Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for some championship talk,
kid? Championship!
Yeah, of course.
I mean, of course I am. We did the tiers yesterday. The Patriots were alone on their own tier. So it feels like now's the time to be doing this. The bye week, a good week for reflection.
Oh, self-scouting.
Self-scouting.
Yeah, let's do some self-scouting. Let's do that.
Take a look under the hood, right? Pop the hood. Stick your nose in there. See what's going on.
Anytime my wife leaves town, there's some self-scouting going on. I can tell you that.
Jesus H.
And so when it comes to this team, it was very interesting.
Yeah.
And maybe Vrabel did hear the tiers yesterday. We had the Patriots on the Dynasty is back tiers.
Dynasty's back on.
I'm sorry.
Back on.
Thank you.
Top tier.
All alone by themselves. We pretty much mapped out, by the way, their Super Bowl opponent, their potential AFC championship game opponent here in Foxborough.
Yeah.
So we kind of did all that yesterday. But Vrabel says champions are never satisfied. Like, he brought that up out of nowhere. It's like, what are the goals for the bye week? He's like, well, don't be satisfied. Champions are never satisfied.
Ooh.
Which I think, I don't know how often we've heard him invoke that word.
No.
I thought that was an interesting thing for him to bring up.
Expectations are high, and they should be high. And this is where you shouldn't jest. And clearly they're not saying, well, I mean, who had us at 11 wins? Right? We're doing pretty good. Like, automatic success. Like, they're going to make the playoffs. That at the beginning of the year would have been a huge success. Hell, just them being in the hunt would have been a promising season after a back-to-back four win years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he realizes where they're at. And, all right, you might as well go for it. AFC's wide open. Patriots are playing better than anybody else. Maybe their toughest competition they've already beaten head-to-head. Maybe, right, depending on how you feel about Denver versus Buffalo. But yeah, they're in a great spot. The bye week is super late, but you know what? They'll take it. They got a few guys that are hurt, so this gives them an extra week to get ready. And a couple guys are on IR. A guy like Jared Wilson's out, sort of week to week. But yeah, they're in a pretty good spot, and you know, he's not going to sugarcoat it. Like, he thinks they could be champions.
I mean, I like that he's verbalizing this stuff. I said this the other day about the special teams goals, and he didn't say we're going to win a championship or the goal is a championship. But again, he's asked about the bye week and he goes, champions are never satisfied.
I
hope we're not satisfied.
I'm not. I'm never satisfied.
And I like that.
Huh?
Anybody we should ask about that?
Part of the problem.
I like that he's willing to go there and bring that up. And if he's doing that externally, like to the media, I guarantee you he's doing that to these guys behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Which I think should be the goal right now. You have the most wins in football. You have the inside track on the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's playing better than you. Maybe other teams are on your level, but no one's playing better. And for all these games we look at on the schedule, they still have Buffalo. That's a hat and t-shirt game coming off the bye week. They're in a good spot. They're going to rest. They're at home.
Yeah, they're in Buffalo, a great spot.
Buffalo has to play Cincinnati. They're not playing that well. It's Baltimore the week after that. They're playing like garbage. I mean, do you think in Buffalo they're looking at it like, oh, that's a win for us?
Definitely not.
You think in Baltimore they're looking at it like, oh, that's a win for us?
For sure not in Baltimore.
They have you circled as their tough games remaining.
Yeah.
They look at that as maybe a loss for them.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're going to have to get their wins elsewhere.
Yeah, how can you not? If you're looking at them 11-2, if you're Buffalo, and again, we've talked about this a lot, but it's also, they haven't had the toughest schedule, but two of the toughest teams they've played, and really three if you want to throw in Carolina, which is a surprise to me, but they've won all those games. So it's not like it's reversed, right? If it's not like they beat Vegas and Pittsburgh and lost to those two teams, then it would be a much different conversation. It really would be. It's just two games, but it'd be so different. Yesterday we were talking about Jeff Howe took a look at all of the playoff teams currently and what their records are against other playoff teams, and they're 2-0. Nobody else in the AFC has more than two wins. So it's like nobody has these like great strength of victories and all this stuff like that. It's all pretty balanced. And so, yeah, you look at the Patriots and what they've done, throw in the fact that they're on a 10-game heater. So not only do they have only two losses. They're forever ago. We barely even remember them. Like, it's like a new, it's like a different team. If they played the Raiders again or the Steelers again, I don't even, what would the spread be? It'd be like 50, it'd be like 12, 14 say, they'd, against the Raiders.
They'd be pushing two touchdowns against the Raiders for sure.
And you'd be feeling pretty good about them. But no, they're obviously in the catbird seat right now.
So, I mean, on the one hand, I like you bring up the Jeff Howe standings. Yep. On the other, I don't, because it really craps all over the Jones and Keefe standings.
Well, no, it doesn't. They're both valuable, I feel like. The Jones and Keefe standings is a little bit more nuanced to it, because you take a team
I want to cite our own proprietary standings.
Yeah.
But no, but the Jeff Howe ones are insightful. The Pats are 2-0 against playoff teams, as you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the one hand, you could say, well, they've only played two playoff teams.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you could say, well, they're 2-for-2 in those spots. They shouldn't be penalized for only playing two playoff teams. They've beaten every playoff team they've gone against. They've beaten another team with a winning record in the Carolina Panthers. The Broncos have had more cracks at it. They have a tougher schedule, quote unquote. They've only beaten one playoff team.
Right.
The Jaguars have had twice as many cracks at it. They have the same amount of wins.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens have one win against a playoff team. The Chargers have one. The Bills and Colts are both 2-1.
Right.
But you even look at some of the teams in the NFC. The Packers have played one game against the current playoff team. And the Lions being below the cut line is changing things quite a bit.
But there's also...
They're 0-1.
Yeah. It's not the perfect formula either, because there's 14 playoff teams. Some obviously are a lot better than others, right? That's half the league that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But also, if you have a win over the Lamar Jackson-less Baltimore Ravens, is that really a good win? They're a playoff team right now. I wouldn't really even call it a good win. I don't even know how good that team is. But whatever, like I think it's a fair exercise just to point out that the AFC, there's only a handful of teams that have even had multiple wins against playoff teams, just because they're not even really on the schedule. So like NFC, a little different conversation. It was kind of eye opening to see that the Rams play almost all playoff teams. The Rams have a really tough schedule, so maybe their 9-3 is more impressive than somebody else's 10-2. Fine, whatever. But in the AFC, I don't know how you could really argue strongly for a team other than the Patriots.
Well, I haven't glanced at it again since yesterday, but when we were talking about this yesterday, Pats had the 5th best odds to win the Super Bowl, and it was after 4 NFC teams. And I think they were even. They were tied for 5th with Buffalo.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That started to change, right? Because I think Vegas or like the odds makers had the Chiefs. They were just kind of waiting on the Chiefs for a while. And even they've had to sort of say,
well,
all right.
I almost brought this up earlier. Yeah. You were talking about the in the hunt graphic.
Chiefs.
That's where the Chiefs are in the hunt portion of
Chiefs
the graphic.
Chiefs are in the Lamar hunt.
That's where they're at. The Kareem hunt, Lamar hunt, in the hunt graphic is where they're at.
Uh-huh.
So you can weigh in all day long here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. That is your phone number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch. You can chat. Just subscribe to WEEI.
You know, before we move on, I have a Mike Vrabel scoop here on this real quick.
What?
Yeah, he was at the airport.
A Mike Vrabel scoop?
Yeah, he was at the airport.
Okay.
I have a good source on this. It was little CeCe Beans' best friend.
Whoa.
Her and her family were going on a trip this week, and they ran into Mike Vrabel. And so,
no mustache. Must
I
be
got
no mustache.
Pretty darn good source.
Okay.
All right. Yep. I'm not going to say who it is, but it's little CeCe Beans' best friend in the world. And so her older brother, who is like probably 7 or 8.
7!
Maybe 8.
5 or 6.
No, 7 or 8.
Yeah,
there we got there.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
He saw him in the airport, and he goes up to him and he goes, "Are you Mike Vrabel, head coach at the New England Patriots?" He's like, "Yeah. I am."
Yes.
Yeah,
I am, actually.
And so they got pictures. They both got a picture with Vrabel. He was kind enough to take a quick cheese and like, yeah. So
you heard it here first.
That's right. He's at Logan.
What a scoop.
Yeah, pretty good. But they were excited. And I mean, pretty good to be Mike Vrabel right now, too. I mean, just everybody's loving him. I mean, the approval rating on Mike Vrabel is going to be 1,000%.
People are letting him cut the Starbucks line at Logan.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, they might even
it's waiting for him. Hey, Mike, what do you want?
Buy him a coffee, maybe.
Buy him a coffee, buy him a breakfast burrito, whatever he might have. He is the toast of the town right now.
He was, when they played the Thursday night game, he was at Logan, too. People were taking pictures of him when he went out of town. I think he went to Nashville.
Probably, yeah.
So,
but they got some time away. He even talked about that with Greg's show. He's like, the coaching staff's going to get some time away, well-deserved. The players are going to get time away, so they can go do what they want for, few days and then get back and ready to go for the final four games of the regular season.
All right. A Keith scoop.
Yeah,
to get things started here today. Pretty good.
All smiles at Logan Airport.
I didn't know we had that, but I did know we have some Would You Rathers on Would You Rather Wednesday at 11:30. Hashtag Dork Minute, 11:45. Double dork last night with Gary Tanguay, right?
Tanger made his dork debut last night, and it was excellent. Don't listen to it now.
No,
it's not our show.
It's
available whenever.
Do it after 2 o'clock on your own time.
I did a play in a senior citizen home.
May I play it again?
I did a play in a senior citizen home.
So there's more where that came from.
That sounds like a brag.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
More where that
sounds
from.
Like a brag to me.
That'll be in the brags.
We have Pure Hoops at high noon with Terp, Justin Turpin of WEEI. We'll talk. So I was in the building last night, Keith. I'm 2-0 this year.
Holy smokes. How about Jones going all these games?
Bro.
Not upgraded seats.
No, you didn't sit with Greg
I was up with all the Knicks fans in the 300. There were a lot of Knicks fans there.
You
last
and
night.
Chalamet and Spike Lee taking in the game?
Correct. I could see Spike way down there.
Was Spike there?
Oh, Spike was there last night. He was on the baseline. I didn't notice him for the whole first half.
I
don't know if he got there. Yeah. Bright orange. Oh yeah, he was down there on the baseline.
He hates Boston. His movie this year was at Highest to Lowest. Did you watch that movie, Nick?
I didn't.
My buddy straight up. I know what you're about to say because my buddy said this last night.
He had some really aggressive like anti-Boston stuff in the movie
on like the subway or something like that.
Really aggressive about it, and you're like, it didn't really fit. Also, Spike Lee's an incredible director. Swung and missed on this movie. This was a really bad
movie. He Got Game?
No, it's not He Got Game.
Okay.
It's not some of the greats. You wouldn't put this up there with
the right
25th
thing.
Hour.
Yeah,
or, okay. Or Do the Right
okay,
Thing
sure,
or something.
Not,
no, no,
yeah, okay.
No. This was like an Apple TV, like, what are we doing? It was like an Apple commercial.
And a passion project to just hate on Boston.
Just these shots, and you're like, okay. Rick Fox was in the movie as well. I think he also might have had a line about Boston.
Is he in all Spike Lee movies?
I think he is, yeah.
Nice.
He's handsome.
He
can act his tail off.
He's I think he's running for like public office in the Bahamas or something like
that. Well, I'd vote for him.
Week. Yeah, no, me too.
I mean, I don't have jurisdiction down there, but I would vote for him.
617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch. We'll get to the Celtics. Good win for them and a good stretch for the Seas. So we'll do that coming up at high noon with Terp. We got some Red Sox thoughts on the show as well. Plus all the crying and caterwauling from New York. We should get to that.
Yeah, what is their problem?
They're babies, I think is their
true.
Problem.
All right.
So I was looking at this earlier today, Keith. Mm-hmm. The Patriots actually have the same bye week as they did a year ago. I didn't remember they had such a late bye a year ago.
Last season was a bit of a blur.
It really was.
Yeah.
We had mostly checked out. But so the Patriots...
They were not in the hunt at this point last year.
No. They were in the hunt for the number one pick.
That's true.
The Patriots are 11-2. They've won 10 in a row, coming off a victory over the Giants, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, they were 3-10. Heading into the bye week, they had lost 3 in a row, on the way to losing 6 in a row.
Yeah.
The game they lost at this time last year was to Anthony Richardson and the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, they went out a bit of a whimper.
So that's where they were at this point last year.
Yep.
Through 13 weeks, Bills' final season in 2023, they actually snapped a 5-game losing streak.
Hell yeah.
It was the Bailey Zappe victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
What a
disaster.
What a time that was.
Jeez.
So think about it. The last couple of years at this time, you're currently the best team, arguably in football, sitting atop the AFC with the most wins in the league. Last year, you were losing to Anthony Richardson. 2 years ago, it was Bailey Zappi sneaking out a win.
Is that Zappi versus Pickett?
I don't recall who was on the other side, but probably.
Mason Rudolph, maybe? We saw a lot of Mason Rudolph. Could have been him.
Duck Hodges?
Duck Hodges.
It might have been Duck Hodges.
Could have been.
So anyway, that's where they were at. The Patriots sit here today, Keith, at 27 points a game, which is seventh in the NFL.
Yeah.
Seventh in yards per game, 362.6. They're also a top 10 defense on points and yards against, 18.5, fifth, 296.4, seventh. Top 10 offense, top 10 defense.
That's a good formula.
In the offseason, we were talking about just be a middle-of-the-pack offense. Hell, be a top 20 offense.
Top, yeah.
And we thought there was an outside shot at being a top 10 defense.
Yes.
They're doing it.
They've surpassed both. I mean, well, defense, we did have a pretty high expectation, especially because they invested so much money into the defense. And you're like, all right, Vrabel's coming in. And at the time, we're thinking Terrell Williams. You're like, all right, you've really improved the coaching on the defense. And then you spend money on the milkman, Spillane, Landry, you're hoping for a healthy season out of Gonzo, you sign Carlton Davis. Before you even get into anybody that you drafted or whatever, you're like, that's just a really good start for a defense. And part of the formula for us having them win so many games was the schedule. So you're like, if you take that defense, you go up against these quarterbacks, they better be a top 10 defense, and they are. And I think what makes them, you know, fighting for a playoff spot to fighting for the number one seed is you also have a top 10 offense. That has far exceeded expectation. That it would have been way too much to ask for that. We were thinking maybe eke out 15th, 16th best offense and kind of go from there, but they have been far, far better than that. They have an MVP favorite, for God's sake.
So, I mean, again, just their points per game is not perfect because that factors in Marcus Jones pick sixes and punt returns and things like this. But a year ago, they averaged 17 a game, 30th in the league, bottom three offense. This year, again, they're seventh. A year ago, they were 31st in yards per game.
Yeah, that seems high.
Bottom two.
Yeah.
This year, again, they're top 10, seventh. So that's been the defense has been about what we were hoping for. I don't know if it's what we expected, but it's what we were hoping for. I mean, the offense is just not even close. It's massively exceeded expectations.
And this is why people are so mad about the Patriots, because there was a five-year blip, but basically Brady, 5 years of kind of darkness, and then Drake May. You know, it's funny because you mentioned these other games and these you know, how they ended seasons. And you're talking about like Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones and Jacoby Brissett. That's how teams like the Jets were and are for like 20 plus years. Or the Bills until like Jim Kelly to Josh Allen was a long, long time in between.
Dolphins are still waiting for the guy after Marino.
Not found a Marino yet. And so it's like, it's so hard to do that. And yeah, there's the occasional like Montana to Young or Favre to Aaron Rodgers, but it's more likely the other way. And so if you're like, hey, it's going to be 5 years. They made the playoffs one of those 5 years. But then there's a couple of really bad years, obviously. But then to now have an MVP candidate after Brady, like, that is pretty impressive.
It's a good week to really appreciate what they've done and how far they've come. Yeah. And I do think the offense is the reason why, if you really want to believe in the team and where they can go, that's the biggest reason why, because you have arguably the MVP of the league, the betting favorite for the MVP of the league. So as Keith said, a little self-reflection, a little self-scouting on the bye week and a time to appreciate where the Patriots are at. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, the head coach is bringing up champions out of nowhere when asked about his goals for the bye week. So the expectations are and should be high. Billy Lanny has all the latest here in trending. And then let's get to what's going on in New York. Some of these crybabies down there whining about the big, bad Patriots. That's next.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Boston Celtics and the Boston Bruins were in action last night. The Bees fell 5-4 to the Red Wings in Detroit. Goaltender Jeremy Swayman gave up all five goals before being pulled for Jonas Korpisalo. The Bruins will return to the TD Garden tomorrow night to host the St. Louis Blues. The season winners of back-to-back games after a 123-117 win over the New York Knicks at the TD Garden last night. Jaylen Brown led all scores with 42 points, and Derek White had 22 points in the victory. Tomorrow night, the Celtics will be in Washington to take on the Wizards. Tonight, Boston College basketball basketball hosts the 7-0 LSU Tigers. This game can be heard on WEEI AM 850. Pregame coverage begins at 7 o'clock with a tip-off from Conti Forum is at 7:15. And the Patriots are officially on their bye week. The Pats have an NFL best record of 11-2. They will turn to the field on Sunday, December 14th to host the Buffalo Bills. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.